This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Ryssdal. All right, so you know the phrase, you can't take it with you? Well, you can't, but if the fiscal cliff negotiations play out the way the White House wants them to, the government is going to take a bigger chunk when you go. One of the many ideas being bandied about as a way to raise revenue is raising the estate tax. We sent our wealth and poverty reporter Shireen Marisol Meraji off to explain how we got here.
The estate tax started in 1916 to help raise money for World War I by taxing what the super rich leave to their heirs.
And what you find are that the big changes in the tax system almost always come about in the middle of a war.
That's Joe Thorndike, my favorite tax historian. He says there were two discussions that World War I brought to a boiling point and that ultimately led to the creation of the estate tax. One, how do we limit the concentration of wealth to maintain our democracy? And two, how should the wealthy bear their fair share of the tax burden?
People who like the estate tax have decided, I think wisely, that they'll get more advantage out of arguing about how the tax burden is shared by people rather than how wealth might be shared by people.
Nearly a century later, estate tax backers are making that argument. This week, Mike Lapham, director of Responsible Wealth, brought a proposal to Congress that calls for an increase in the estate tax to help raise federal revenue.
My great-great-grandfather started a paper mill back in 1865, and my family has paid an estate tax on several occasions.
Lapham says it's only fair that his family pay the government back for the use of paved roads and literate workers educated in public schools. And Lapham adds that only the top 2% of Americans pay the estate tax anyway.
That's not outrageous. That's a very reasonable levy, I think, on people who've done so well.
Republicans say if we don't get things straightened out by January 1st, individuals with estates worth over $1 million could take a hit. And that's not necessarily Bill Gates wealthy. Certified financial planner Luis Barajas has clients in that category and says the estate tax definitely comes up.
I have yet to meet anyone that'll tell me, Luis, I can't wait to die and leave, 35% or 55% of my estate, everything I work hard for, to the government. Not one person has ever said that.
I'm Shireen Marisol Meraji for Marketplace.